Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's a big day. I wore long pants today. I usually wear shorts. And, you know, it's a big day for Manchester. A lot of tradition. Everybody comes down. Great marketing day for us.
But it's not a big business day, is it? The people actually come in for – they don't come in for slices.
No, we're open 9 to 12. So people come in for – I think a few people might drink beer. And then we do breadsticks, fried dough, and corn chowder.
Oh, so you have a sort of specific menu for a morning like this.
Just for Thanksgiving.
And people come, it gets busy for you.
You won't be able to walk in our store. We take the tables out so there's room.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe since Main Street is so kind of crazy that people don't think to go in, they just sort of mill about, but they come in.
Well, we got a lot of
the colder it is, the better, right?
Yeah, colder is the better because they all come inside. We get a lot of families. A lot of people have been coming for... A lot of people have been coming for 18 years that we've been on Main Street.
Now, tell me this. How is business?
Business is great. Cost is up.
Right.
It's hard to find employees.
Right.
But I have no problems with the amount of people that are coming in. In fact, it's been one of our best falls ever.
Well, pizza, I mean, again, you have other stuff on your menu. But we've talked to a lot of restaurants because it's been a double whammy for a lot of restaurants because costs are up and fewer people are going out because of inflation. But pizza is such a core... There still feels like there's some value there, right? Because you can get a large pizza, feed your family, and you can drop a 20 down still in a lot of different ways,
yeah,
right?
We're a little more expensive than most pizza places. We make all our food from scratch, but it covers all the food groups. It covers all age demographics. Everybody likes pizza. And we're a full-service restaurant, so we serve a lot of other food too. But it's important. And we're competitive. If you go to a fast food restaurant and want to feed four people, it's unbelievable.
You go to Five Guys, if you bring five people, you're going to spend $65.
Oh, yeah. Easily. So a good large pizza for us is going to cover that. And, people come in with their families. We get a lot of kids now that come in that grew up in Mulberry Street. So it's worked out well. Yeah.
Now tell me this, in terms of the restaurant, we'll talk a little bit more about business, but I want to talk about pizza because I absolutely love pizza. And we make pizza at the house too on the grill. What is the signature? Like, what is the best pizza you have?
Well, we're a thin crust pizza, which is traditional for New England and for Connecticut especially. We make one called the Italian Job. It's got a reduced sauce, a heavy cream sauce of lemon, and then caramelized onions, basil, and prosciutto on it. Now, I'll put it up against any pizza.
Wow, that sounds
phenomenal. It's the only pizza we ever invented. Everything else you just take from everybody else.
Sure, pepperoni and cheese and... Chicken bacon and ranch is a popular one in our house, but that sounds phenomenal. In terms of today, so you're open from 9 to noon?
There are people lining up as we speak.
And then you shut it down and do your Thanksgiving.
At 11:30, I turn the radio off, I turn the lights up and tell them all to go home, and within a half an hour, it's empty.
And where are you from originally?
I grew up here.
So what is it like for you, I don't want to age you, but... You know, how has this changed? How great is it to see it sort of start to come back since the pandemic? I mean, you know, we had Tristan here, and he's been president of MRR for 17 years, and he still gets, I wouldn't say emotional, but there is a sense of gratitude with that he gets to do this kind of stuff. I'm just curious about your view of this race.
As far as age goes, I went to grade school with Tris's wife, Angeli, and... So we've been We go way back. I went to my first Manchester road race when I was about 5. I remember seeing all 12 runners go by me. And so I'm 66, and it's been part of our life since we started. And it's important to Manchester. It brings everybody together. We have one of the most diverse populations of any town in the Hartford market, and it's really important to us to take advantage of that. We're also a downtown that's still an incubator for small businesses, and most big towns don't have that ability. So you get a lot of small business here, a lot of young people, a lot of kids.
Well, you know, we're talking with Bob Sulik from Mulberry Street Pizza here on Brian and Company and WTSC News Talk 1080. And it's interesting you say that because I want to talk about Manchester. I grew up in Boston, in the Boston area, but I lived in Connecticut twice, back from 98 to 07, and then we moved back in late 18. And Manchester, when I think of Manchester, I honestly, I think of like the mall, and it's a town. And this Main Street to be quite honest, and I don't know if it's fulfilling all of its potential, it's a great Main Street. I mean, there are some towns, you take Farmington, which is a great town, it has no, like, Main Street where there are stores or, you know, a bar or a restaurant they can just go to.
Yeah, yeah, no, when we were growing up, the mall area was all tobacco farms. Other towns in this area are even looking at ways to make build a Main Street.
They should.
And Manchester's has always been the center of the town. Back when I was a kid, Thursday nights here.
You cruising like American Graffiti?
It was exactly the same thing, and a lot of people miss that. But I think with the new kids coming in, as you know, we've got brew pubs down here now and things. People are coming back and looking at that as an opportunity. So it's a good place to start a business, a good place to have a business.
And there is an identity to the town?
Oh, very much so, yeah. Yeah, and it centers around the silk mills. That's why we're named Mulberry Street. Mulberry is the middle of the town logo is a mulberry tree. That's what they used to feed the silkworms, mulberry leaves.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so that's where we got the name. And it ties into New York City, Mulberry Street, and Little Italy, and things like that. But
so at 66, you know, Mulberry Street Pizza, will it stay in the family? Like, you know, are you still going full guns blazing? Are you starting to take a step back?
Well, we're starting to take. My wife and I like to travel, and Danita, my wife, is really the head and shoulders of Mulberry Street. She's the head chef, and my son is now the head chef. And so, yeah, we're looking at ways to transition. Transitioning family businesses is hard. So,
because everyone wants a piece of the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow type thing, or is it just, you know,
piece of the pie?
Yeah. Well, you built a great business, and you should be proud of it. I mean, it's pretty.
Oh, we're very proud of it. And, you know, my kids, I don't know. If my kids are listening, you got to have to take over, guys, this week.
You're but, gone.
You know, we started to back away a little bit and transition. All my kids are involved. Like, Colin is the chef. Katie is marketing. Molly runs the bar and kind of the front of the house person.
That's really fun.
Yeah, it is. That's sometimes.
Neat. Well, it's good to see you again. I think I remember you talked about the pizza last year, too. I got to go in and get a large. Not today. We have too much food, but it's so close. I live in Windsor.
Yeah.
It's not hard to get here, so I definitely will have to make that happen. I wish you a great holiday for you and your family, and thanks for spending a few minutes with
us. Thank you very much for having us on. Go Manchester.
That's right. Bob Sulik from Mulberry Street Pizza. What's the name of that signature pizza?
Italian Job.
The Italian Job.
Yeah.
That was a good movie, too.
We named everything after movies.
That's good. Do you really?
Yeah, all our pizzas are named after movies.
Oh, wait. We have like a couple seconds. Give me a couple other names because I love movies.
Titanic is like the one with all the meat on
everything,
it. Yeah,
everything.
They're all good. They're all good.
That's awesome. All right. Thanks, Bob. Have an awesome, awesome holiday.
You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.